Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, congratulations on back-to-back Friday upset wins over nationally ranked opponents. A huge 3-2 win over number 9 Ohio State last night. And considering everything your team has been through coming into this weekend, talk about their play and performance last night.
Yeah, I was really proud of our effort, Kelly. Just a lot of different things. Certainly, you referenced the challenges that we faced getting here, and seven of the players got in by the time we got to the hotel. It was 1:30 in the morning, and obviously by at that time you're not going to fall asleep immediately. So you're probably looking at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and you're still up. But the group overcame it, and we went out and we got down 2-0 early. But that, again, the resiliency, the grit, the courage we talked about having, they showed all that. We came back at a great second period. Abby Huluska had a huge goal, really kind of changed the whole game, and that made it 2-1. And then Lydia Passel followed that up and tied it. And so we're going into the third period, and it's tie. You're on the road against a very good opponent in a series that they absolutely felt that they had to have, and we're right there. So we knew it was a one shot type situation, and we were fortunate enough to get it. Berge got one early in the third period to go put us up 3-2. And then we just did a heck of a job in our end, and Lauren had a fantastic game, and the result was it was a big 3-2 win.
Go back to Abby Haluska's breakaway goal. A great play on her part, taking advantage of a turnover. I know you always talk about taking advantage of those, and obviously teams have done that to you guys. Nice to get one on your end.
Yeah, it's just a good defensive play on her part. She was out covering her point, picked off a pass, and then deflected it in the neutral zone, and then won a race, won a foot race. And she has a move that she's tried before, and sometimes it hasn't worked, but this time it she just kind of like she fakes it and then she tries to go up top, and she just got enough I was kidding her. I said it floated into the net, which it doesn't matter how it goes in as long as it goes in, and it was a big goal, no doubt.
I know Abby, when I talked to her last night, I asked her about this team and how they've been playing as of late. She said, "We're just locked in." From a perspective as a coach, you couldn't ask for anything better to have your team locked in this late in the season.
Well, that's what you hope for. That's what it's, you get to this point, it's, they know how we need to play, and then it's just going out and executing. And again, there's, hockey's hockey. Things are going to happen. If things happen fast, mistakes are going to happen. But, it's the constants that are so important. And, I thought we displayed enough of them yesterday. Again, we weren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. There's things we got to continually get better on, but at the same time, when you can come into a building like this and get a win like that, that's really gratifying.
Emily Berglund's game-winning goal in the third, her 36th career goal, ties her for fifth with a couple of other Beaver skaters, including one we're both familiar with, Caitlin Tugas. Nice to see Berglund working her way up the record book, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. She had a solid freshman year, really had a breakout sophomore. I think she had 16 goals, and he scored 16 at this level. That's pretty impressive. And didn't have quite the same luck last year, and then this year she's been battling some undisclosed injuries all year long. I just give her a lot of credit because she's played every game, she's battled, and she's obviously that you've seen her game kind of on the uptick now, and they, for the seniors, they're seeing it. The end is coming. We're getting to that kind of the year where you're making last trips to different cities and whatnot. And to see her elevator game right now is really kind of fun.
Lauren Bench last night, 44 saves for your team. That's back-to-back Fridays for her. She's now 7-7-2 on the season. That's the most saves made by a Beaver goaltender this year. She's just locked in as well, isn't she?
Playing well. And the best thing about her performance yesterday was I thought she really shut it down when she had to. They got the first two in the first period, and then from that point she shut the door, and she made some big saves in the second period that kept it kept them at two, allowed us to come back in the game, and then going into the third it was a tie game, and that's when we talk about giving us a chance. And she did absolutely that. She obviously stopped everything they threw at her, that was the key. Without her performance, we probably don't win that hockey game.
Your team's already taken 3 out of 4 against the Buckeyes this season in the series. today is SU's senior day. There's going to be a lot of emotions out there for the Buckeyes. How important is this just to play, go out there and play Beaver hockey?
Well, it's whatever going on with them is doesn't matter to us. We just got to go play our game. That's been our focus. We know it's going to be a challenge. We talked about the difficulties we've had on Saturdays. Pretty much since the new year. We beat Union to start it off, but since then we've been unsuccessful in terms of winning on Saturdays. We played some good hockey, but we've just come up short. We just kind of talked as a group, why that is. The bottom line is you just got to come out and compete. And we know that they're going to be better. We know that they're obviously, people are saying on their side, this is a must win for their team in terms of, pair wise and where they're going to finish and all that stuff. But none of that matters to us. We just want to go out and play our game. And if we do that, it's again, the pressure is going to be on them. If we come out and get a lead, it's just going to mount, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Coach, I'd be remiss if I didn't congratulate you on 82 wins. You're the all-time winningest coach at Bemidji State University. I know I enjoyed what you had to say to the team in pregame meal today. It is a team effort, but congratulations again.
Well, thanks, Kelly. I want to include you in it because you're part of our culture. You've been here since I've been here. You're part of our family. You're with us all the time. And your relationship with our players is just as important. So you've been a big part. A very big part of my career here, and a part of those 82 wins. And it's all about the players. They're the ones out there performing. It's Shane and Amber, and it's Amanda, and it's Snuggy, but it's all the equipment guys and all the trainers that I've had since I've been here. Because it really is a group effort, and they're all part of our family, and that's all part of the culture. That's what makes it so special. So it's really a testament to all those people.
Coach, good luck today.
Thanks, Kelly. And you know what? Have fun on your swing down to Nashville. Enjoy calling the All-Star Game, and congratulations. It's a great accomplishment.
Happy to represent Beaver Nation down there.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Thank you.